Chapter 2. A Proposed Methodology. In an honest pursuit of an answer to the above question, it is logical to start off by finding out what Muhammad's claim was, peace be upon him. Having done this, it would be fair to evaluate and discuss such a claim without accepting it or rejecting it offhand. Such an acceptance of or rejection of Muhammad's truthfulness should only follow the analysis and overall evaluation of the salient arguments, facts, and questions pertaining to the issue. The claim. Reference to the Quran, to the sayings of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to historical material consistently indicate that Muhammad, peace be upon him, claimed to be God's prophet and messenger to mankind, that the Quran was not of his own making, and that what he preached, Islam, was divinely and not humanly inspired. The critique. In evaluating the above claim, there seem to be two possibilities. First, that this claim was a truthful one. Second, that this claim was not a truthful one, that is, a fabrication. If the first possibility is accepted, whether by revelation or by reason or by combination thereof, then the question of Muhammad's true prophethood is settled. If, however, the second possibility is still open, how could it be objectively verified or refuted? Only two possibilities. It is important to emphasize at this point that Muhammad's claim of prophethood, peace be upon him, is subject to only two possibilities, truthfulness or fabrication. It may be contended that many critics of Islam do not use the term fabrication to refer to Muhammad's claim of prophethood. It may be added also that they talk and write about Muhammad, peace be upon him, with considerable respect and admiration, like many other great men and heroes. Is the mere fact that they say or imply that Muhammad was a great social reformer and a remarkable composer of an influential book, the Quran, is this sufficient to infer that they do in fact accuse Muhammad, peace be upon him, of not being a truthful man, that is, that they impute dishonesty to him? Without beating around the bush, it should be said in all candidness that it does not matter how nicely, diplomatically, or courteously the ideas are stated. What really matters are the logical implications of these statements. If an apparently fair and objective writer does not dispute the fact that Muhammad did claim that what he taught was neither of his own making, nor was it derived from any human source, and if the same writer says or implies later on that Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the composer or compiler of the Quran, then what he is really saying is that Muhammad was not truthful or sane when he claimed the divine origin of Islam. This questioning of Muhammad's personal integrity and truthfulness, peace be upon him, can still be done in the most nice, courteous, yet misleading manner. It is this courteous inconsistency, and in some cases hypocrisy, that is likely to mislead the reader, Muslim and non-Muslim alike. Diplomacy or public relations type of statements are no substitute for candid, objective, and rigorous research in a subject as important as the present one. But why fabricate? If the researcher was to avoid the above courteous inconsistency, he would then assume either of the two possibilities, truthfulness or dishonesty, and seek all evidence that may verify or refute his assumption. Since these two possibilities are contrary to each other, it makes little difference which one may be assumed to initiate the analysis. For the convenience of presentation, it may be useful to see if the assumption of possible fabrication can be substantiated. If it were true that Muhammad's claim of prophethood, peace be upon him, was a mere fabrication, then two sub-possibilities may present themselves. A. That he might have fabricated this claim deliberately and knowingly, or B. That he might have done so unconsciously.